Before we get into talking about all the top news stories, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are friends over at Native. Native creates simple, safe, effective products that people use in their bathroom every day. They create products with trusted ingredients and trusted performance. They've got over 8,000 five-star reviews from their customers, formulated without aluminum, parabens, or talc, with no animal testing and free shipping and returns. They've got a great offer for our listeners. You can visit nativedeodorant.com, promo code RHAP for 20% off. Native deodorant works. Making the switch to a natural deodorant does not mean having to sacrifice on odor and wetness protection. Test it out and check out how well it works. Over at Native, they feel like less is more. They have fewer, simpler ingredients, so you know everything that's in their deodorant. It's worth it. Native is aluminum-free, safe, and effective, and has something for everybody. Native comes in a wide variety of enticing scents for men and women. Plus, they release new limited edition seasonal scents throughout the year. They also offer an unscented formula and baking soda-free formula for those with sensitivity. There's no risk to try. They offer free returns and exchanges in the United States of America. So for 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com. Use promo code RHAP during checkout. That's nativedeodorant.com, promo code RHAP. Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Sestrino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of October 23rd, 2019, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. The actual factual news is back again as we are closing in. Only 8 days until Halloween. It's right around the corner, so we have a lot to talk about here today. And we have some news to update you guys on at this hour. Tyson Apostle did an update on his computer, an ill-timed update, right before we were about to record. And so he is currently in Catalina hell right now as he is updating and updating. So I am joined here only by Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Only? That's the word you say? Only by Danny? I think that you would say bye, Danny.
Bye, Danny. You know, but well, I'm saying this to imply that Tyson is not here, and this is very weird because Danny and I have never podcast just Danny and I without Tyson. That's never happened before.
Let's hope that he can quickly resolve his tech issues. Tyson didn't know what the word install meant.
Yeah.
It showed up on his screen. He's like, oh, maybe I'll just push this button and ruin the podcast.
So he says he's gonna jump in as soon as he gets done with his updating.
We'll see.
This is so weird that I don't know if we're gonna be able to pull this off to do a podcast without Tyson, Danny.
Well, let's start by me sharing with you an epiphany I had this morning.
Yes.
I realized why parents tell you, you gotta have kids.
Yeah.
It finally struck me that they want you to have kids so that, one, you suffer as they suffered, mm-hmm. right? And two, you'll appreciate them more. I just realized that. It's like, oh, have more grandkids. They're always throwing kids at
misery
you.
Misery loves
just
company.
So that when you're in that moment with your kid and they've just diarrheaed all over the floor while puking directly into your face, you'll be like, oh my gosh, my parents did this with, in my case, 11 of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized for the first time that that's why they, you know, grandparents are so obnoxious. Your parents are so obnoxious. They're always like, got to have more kids. Because they just want you to suffer so that you can turn around and be like, now I know.
Now I get it. What
you went through. I just realized that this morning.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah.
Grandparents, they just want you to get that, like, I know what it was like. I must have been such a pain in the butt to raise. Thank you. Thank you for all your hard work. I get it now.
Yep.
How did you come to that realization, Danny?
Oh, my kids were torturing me the other night by not going to sleep,
mm-hmm.
and constantly coming and knocking on the door.
Yeah.
or my kid does this really creepy thing where he comes up to the door and he just stands there and I can sense his presence.
Yes.
It's just, I can sense it. And he just goes like this against the door. Scratches it like that. It's like something out of a horror film. And so, yeah, after a night of no sleep,
what does he want?
I was like, now I know. Oh, he wants to tell us that he can't sleep.
Again, misery loves company.
Well, now none of us can sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what my parents were thinking when they told me to get have more kids. They're like, you know, misery loves company. Now you'll know.
All right. Well, Danny, now that we've uncovered this great truth of life, why don't we get into some of the stories that we're working on for you guys this morning. Danny, Halloween is around the corner. And have you been to any scary haunted houses?
Yes, I have been to a haunted ski lift ride.
A haunted ski lift ride? For real?
Yeah, a local ski resort has a haunted ski lift ride. And you take your family, you all sit down on a ski lift, and it goes up through the forest. It's totally dark. And they have, where the ski lift drops off skiers, they have little things going on, like gruesome scenes, Halloween scenes. And so we took all our kids on this, and I realized about halfway through that my four-year-old probably wasn't old enough to be
there. Yeah, what did you do?
Oh, I couldn't do anything. She just shook with terror for about 45 minutes.
Could you, like, cover her eyes?
No, because she knew that she was way above the ground, which was a new sensation for her. And that combined with the gruesome scenes of torture and the mentally ill was just making it hard for her to deal with it.
So you just ride the ski lift around and you're watching like people like being murdered and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Did you have to sign a waiver, Danny, before you went on that?
No, but I probably should have.
You probably should have.
I think about it.
Okay, because that is exactly what you need to do if you want to visit McCamey Manor, which is being called the world's scariest haunted house. It's owned by a man named Russ McCamey, and you're not allowed in until you watch a two-hour video, sign a 40-page waiver, have a safe word, and pass a physical.
A safe word?
Yeah.
Do you get to pick the safe word?
I don't know. I guess you really can pick the safe word. This is in Tennessee. And so listen to this. That if you think you have what it takes to go through it, it only costs a bag of dog food. And if you make it through, you get $20,000.
This makes no sense. I need more details.
All right. So these are the requirements if you want to go to McCamey Manor. You have to be 21 years old. You could be 18 with a parent approval. You have to complete a physical and a doctor's letter saying that you're physically and mentally cleared. You have to have medical insurance. You have to sign the 40-page waiver. You have to pass a drug test. Why do you have to pass a drug test to go there?
Well, they don't want you tripping balls while you're seeing, you know, like horror scenes.
Mm.
You might go crazy.
Yeah.
Join in the violence.
Yes. And then you have to watch a two-hour movie about people who attempted to get through it. It's called And Then There Were None.
You know, you do the drug thing makes a ton of sense. You wouldn't want someone on bath salts going through a horror house.
Mm-hmm.
That is the combination of the two worst things in the world.
All right, we're joined now by Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I was great, but Apple ruined my life this morning.
All right, what's scarier, the world's scariest haunted house or updating your computer?
I know that updating my computer takes a long time, and I wasn't planning to do it, but the way we record our podcasts, it won't let me record audio, so I was thinking maybe whatever updates Apple has pushed to me this morning will help my voice recorder, and it did not. So I would say as long as you can keep in your mind that the world's scariest haunted house is just a manufacturing of human construct, and Apple is designed to literally suck the life out of your soul.
Yes.
What if, Tyson, though, we don't know what's in the haunted house. What if the haunted house is full of user agreements and requires software updates?
Yeah, well, it sounds like the terms of service for the haunted house and what you have to check off before you can update any of your Apple stuff is very similar.
Wow.
And you have to sit through a timeshare presentation, and you also have to look at some new healthcare and insurance options. And
do you think this haunted all house? Your stuff. Do you think this haunted house is Steve Jobs' post-mortem invention?
So his reanimated corpse operates all of the stuff at the fun house, horror house.
I was thinking that from beyond the grave, he came up with this business platform to create the world's scariest haunted house.
So Tim Cook sits up top in like the operations yes. center, rubbing yes. his hands gleefully together while he watches people sign their lives away and uh-huh. update their stuff.
Yeah. I wish my phone only cost a bag of dog food, though.
Yeah, that's a very strange part of the whole thing.
Yeah, but this is where it gets really weird. Okay, so...
Whoa, it wasn't weird before.
Yeah, so the guy, Russ, this article talks about how, you know, he's never been drunk in his life, never smoked a cigarette, never had a cup of coffee. So he's got you beat, Tyson. Yeah.
Doesn't mean he hasn't done acid. It doesn't say anything about acid.
Yeah.
So you're not allowed
to... smoked other stuff.
You're not allowed to curse. Also, you lose money from the $20,000 prize, which nobody has ever won if you also curse. But then the article starts talking about how he's really into hypnosis, the guy who makes it. And he says, I use hypnosis. I could put you in a kiddie pool with a couple inches of water and tell you there's a great white shark in there. And then you're going to think there's a shark in there. And so when you have that kind of power over people and you have them do and see things that you want them to see, they could leave here thinking it really happened. And they'll go tell the authorities and say, oh, whatever. And I have to come back and show the footage and say it didn't go that way at all. So
straight edge guy into hypnosis.
Yeah.
It's got furniture made from human flesh all over it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's what this story has.
Nobody's
ever won the prize, mm-hmm. but no one's ever come out the other end.
Yes.
And maybe yes. that 40-page thing you have to sign.
Has anyone ever attempted?
It's just signing away your rights, and he either consumes you, like eats you, and you've written that all away. I mean... What is happening in this haunted house?
Well, you can watch the two-hour video. You can watch the two-hour video and see all the people that tried and failed. So, that's what's going on. So I'm not going to be going there to the scariest haunted house in the world.
Maybe part of the haunted house is, are you enjoying your food? Have you ever wondered what happened to the people who didn't finish? No. Yeah, but it's delicious. So even when he tells you that, you're like, oh, it's still really good.
And then you have to finish.
Is there
your food.
A meal served?
No, I'm saying that
or is
could
that
be part
the
of it.
Food? Yeah.
The dog food is what he eats. He feeds you the remains of the losers who never made it through. Okay.
Now, Danny, you talked about how all of the furniture is potentially human skin.
Yes.
Which is a great segue into our next story, which is a human skin feeling new phone case is available.
Oh, that's perfect, because Danny won't have to break any laws to get the phone case he wants now.
Yeah.
If the future pleasure robots have this skin, which have you seen it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is revolting. If you filled the haunted house with androids covered in this skin, terrifying. I'm not going to make it out.
Yeah.
You'd rather have iPhones covered in that?
Well, Tyson, have you watched the video?
Of what?
Of that skin. Have you seen pictures of it? The
of
skin
it moving?
Case. Yeah, it's moving. They tickle it, and it's just
yeah, they tickle it.
Grotesque.
And it reacts to their touches and stuff.
Yeah.
That is so great.
So this is a cell phone case that is some sort of a synthetic skin, which is designed to feel like human skin. Also, it has sensors which can feel your touch, which allows you to tickle, pinch, and caress. All of those things sound gross.
Yeah, especially to your phone, which is as dirty as your toilet seat.
Yeah. Danny, that when you tickle, pinch, or caress the phone case, then it can respond back to you with emojis.
Oh, I thought it might have that setting we talked about where the Android can deny you.
Yeah.
It's like, please don't touch me.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah,
this what, one is sending you
a stop sign
eggplant.
Emoji.
Yeah. This one's sending you stop sign eggplant emojis.
Yeah, eggplant. Yeah, all
peach. All
right.
Oh, Tyson, please get this case and do tons of Insta stories of you tickling it.
It'd be tough to do because it would be on the back of the phone. You need two phones.
Yeah, you can,
I
of course,
can get two
you,
phones. Yep. I'm a
you need two phones if you have this phone.
Yeah, because the skin phone is purely for pleasure, and then I'd have a work phone too, you know?
Yeah. Tyson, are we wasting this on cell phone cases? Like, do you think that you could have like some sort of like a pickleball, like a
the handlebars
like
on your
locker
bike.
Room bag to use with the synthetic human skin?
I think like a scarf, human skin scarf would be dope. I think this is just the tip of the iceberg here. I think they were testing the application of this, but you're going to see this everywhere now. I think you're going to see human skin like backpacks, scarves, shoes would be amazing.
The world is going to be one big tickle circle.
Pants, underwear, maybe just even underwear. synthetic human skin
synthetic
prophylactics.
Skin, human underwear.
I was thinking of stuff you touch all the time, like your steering wheel.
Oh, that would be cool.
Bicycle handlebars.
Gloves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gloves. I mean, could you... No.
Human
I don't like
skin
glove
gloves.
Idea.
Why not?
No. Because you're putting your hands inside the human skin.
Leg warmers.
You feel it all vibrating and saying, oh, that tickles. It'd be very distracting.
Yeah, does
trying
it all
to shovel
have to
the
be
walkway.
Smart synthetic skin?
Yeah, like, that's what you're going to want. Yeah, for sure. Like, that defeats the whole purpose if it's not smart, if you put it on as, like, dead, lifeless skin. You want it definitely undulating a little bit at all times.
Okay. Now, in the Facebook group for Group AF, there's a thread where David Baltazar said, happy four-year anniversary to News AF. What are your favorite News AF stories? First off, happy four-year anniversary of News AF. Can you believe it?
Can you believe that we've wasted 4 years of our lives doing this? Well,
this podcast has lasted a lot longer than most celebrity marriages.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so
it's
that's comedy.
Been like 99% of celebrity marriages.
Yeah.
Yes.
Feels good.
And there's a nice thread about some of the favorite News AF moments. And of course, that when Danny ate the ghost pepper at News AF 100 is atop many people's favorite lists. Now, Domino's in Japan is looking to also capitalize on the popularity of that great moment where they have a Halloween roulette pizza where one random slice of the Halloween roulette pizza is covered with ghost pepper sauce.
Awesome.
Just suck the entire pleasure of eating pizza out.
Yeah, but it would be awesome. This is a great idea.
You like this idea?
It is a great idea. I like the idea too, but everybody's just going to be nibbling. They're going to be like, nibble, nibble.
No, because you don't tell them. You make them sign a 40-page waiver, but you don't tell them what to expect.
You think this is in the haunted house?
It could be. This could be another element of the user agreement / software update plus poison pizza. But no, I think this is awesome. I wish they had this here. I'd order it for my kids and then just watch.
Would you sit back and watch?
Have my phone ready.
And you wouldn't tell them?
I think I would like maybe mention it or have them sign something because we've seen pranks against kids go wrong. I don't want to end up in jail.
Yeah.
I think you just have to have like a fire hose, high-pressured milk ejaculator ready to just like...
You know, my kid was eating...
Neutralize any burning.
My kid was eating those taquito... what are they called? They're very, very hot chips. They're rolled up.
Okay.
And what he was doing was he was eating them, then instantly drinking milk. So I think Tyson's onto something, but maybe just a glass. And then just don't tell them why. Like, hey, I've given you guys all milk.
Yeah,
but don't you think in a panic your kid might not go for the milk? You might have to like. That's why I'm saying you need like one of those like pump high pressure sprayer things filled with milk. And is whole milk better in that situation or
that's
low
a good
fat?
Question.
Yeah, what is
whole
the
milk.
Ingredient there that is? Is it the
that
fat
is neutralizing?
Yeah, is like would skim milk not work?
I don't know.
Clue. Just be safe. I picture whole milk coating things.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So then why not go with half and half or something even?
Or
no, don't risk it. You're playing a prank on your kid. you want to laugh at their suffering, but not for so long. So just don't risk it and get whole milk on the ready.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's talk about that was out of Japan. Let's talk about another story that comes from Japan. And Japan is really, if we ever do another News AF live shows, I think that maybe Tokyo might be the place to do it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that is such a great idea.
Yeah. Because there is a lot of News AF that comes out of Japan.
Get Christoph to fly us there.
Oh.
Oh, dude, would he do that?
He often flies to Tokyo. That's one of his routes. So,
okay.
Yeah, it'd be great to just see the interaction between Tyson and the pilot, Christoph. Mm-hmm.
Do you think he'd kick me off like as we're like boarding in San Francisco?
Yep.
I just get like somebody coming back. Excuse me, sir. Yes. The pilot has requested for you to get off the plane. But why?
It would be better if we just got on the announcement and said, hey, I would just like to make an announcement. This is the pilot, Christoph. We've got a real dick on the plane. He's
28B.
Sitting in such and such a seat. And his name is Tyson. Feel free to insult him.
Yeah. None of you are getting
very insulting to me.
No beverage carts until you ruin his life.
See, you ruin his life. Okay, so
I love that idea, Rob.
First person to steal his identity gets to be my companion person for life.
For life.
Yeah, that's a great prize. Thank you, Christoph.
Mm. Okay. All right. So we have over in Japan, there is a new hotel which has a robot staff where you are able to be greeted and checked into your room by either a humanoid or a dinosaur reception bot.
I'd choose the dinosaur.
Dinosaur?
Always.
And then in your room, there is a bedside robot that is able to assist you, quote unquote, Danny, with any other requirements that you have in the hotel.
Does it have?
Whoa! What do you mean by "quote unquote"?
Does it have the flesh?
No, it does not.
In sensitive flesh.
Does not look
smart
like a fleshy
human skin
robot. This is at least this in this, maybe this is a stock image photo.
Okay.
In the future, all robots will be fleshy.
And by the way, the phrase for robots in the future and sounds like right now is robots. They're always watching.
They're always watching. Yes,
I think that should be what the mantra.
Yes.
No. It should be, we're listening.
Why not both?
It could be both.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, so I'm looking on the website for this hotel, but I'm not sure if I can spot any pictures of what the robots look like at this hotel. It's called the Henna Hotel. That's the name of it. H-E-N-N-A Hotel. So that's what it's called.
Yeah.
They don't seem to be like really leaning forward with the robot angle.
Hmm.
Doesn't look like a ton of robot stuff
on
the website. Because of the scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
You got to scoot back from that and be like, no, we're just a regular hotel that happens to have robots, but that's not like our main feature isn't spying on you guys.
Yeah. Well, apparently the robots were able to be hacked by pervs who were able to remotely view the video footage of what was going on in these hotel rooms, Danny.
How do you know they're pervs? Maybe they're just anthropologists looking to understand the human and their behavior a little bit more.
Right. So they're saying that it wasn't the hotel, but it was an outside hacking group which was able to hack into the bedside assistant robots.
North Korea.
Yeah.
Okay. Go right there. I mean,
is that what we think?
No, because you wouldn't want the North Korean peering into a Japanese hotel room, because then the hacker would be like, whoa, their life is so much better.
Yeah, wait, what?
Wait.
What are those things? That's a phone. It's like a computer, but smaller and more powerful.
So no, right. Tyson, it probably wasn't North Korean.
Okay.
Tyson, would you want a hotel room that has a robot that just sits there?
It just sits there, or is it doing stuff for us?
I don't think it does. I think it's like you can ask it questions and stuff.
Yeah.
I think I'd probably turn it off.
Or cover its head with your stained underwear.
Put a blanket over it.
either put a blanket over it or try and turn it off sexually by being super unarousing.
How so? What would you do?
I mean, I'm a 40-year-old man. There's so many things that I could do.
You put it into sleep mode.
Yeah, unarousing for it. P.S. Rob, did we already hit touch
no,
on your birthday?
No, no, no. I was gonna ask you, Tyson, do you think you could get the robot to auto-update and then be out of commission for several hours?
Yeah, for sure you could. That's if it's linked to the Apple infrastructure at all, it's going to have some automatic updates that are just going to like shut it down.
Yes.
And then it's going to update and you're going to realize that within like 6 hours, that update was a complete and utter failure. And there's a new update that's going to fix the bugs from the older update that is still relatively new.
Yeah, never update unless you have to. I guess that's kind of like what a birthday is. I've updated to the new year.
Is that really how it goes? You don't update till you have to?
I put it off for as long as I can.
I always like to have I have an OCD thing where I have to update everything.
No,
keep it all
I hold off because I'm with Rob. It's like I just know that by
something's
updating,
not going to work.
Something's not. Life's going to become more complicated. I'm going to have to do busy work for the next 3-4 hours trying to sign in.
It's going
to
be
update. Agree to
non-compatible.
Non-compatible. I mean, look what happened to you.
No, I'm not. You guys are correct, but like that little box that's like updates. I'm like, what am I missing out on? Is there the newest stuff?
I feel like I'm being bossed around.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well,
you need
I'm
to
let
update.
You know there's a background picture on my computer of Catalina Island right now because Catalina is the new OS, and you guys are missing out on that background.
Yeah, have you ever been to Catalina Island?
I've flown over it many times and looked at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the major.
Yeah, you're not allowed to have a car there.
I know, but you can have golf carts.
You have a golf cart, yeah. People have fancy golf carts, tricked out golf carts on Catalina Island. Okay.
You know, this is the other disturbing thing about this story is when you wake up in a hotel room, sometimes you're a little confused. You don't know where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing you want is anything that looks like a human standing in the shadows staring at you. It seems like that would be very disconcerting.
Yeah.
I thought most hotels offer that.
Would you like someone to stand at your bedside and watch you while you sleep?
You awake?
Yeah, I mean, how much is that?
Yeah. So I am on the hotel website, and I do see at the front desk. At the front desk, you'll be greeted by 3 friendly robots who will handle the check-in and check-out process, and one of them is a dinosaur.
You know, I would prefer robots a lot of the times over some of the people I've encountered at budget motels at the front desk.
Mm-hmm.
I would much rather have a robot. The thing that a robot should be used for in a hotel like this is to scrub all those nasty stains.
Yeah. Oh, a cleaning robot.
But it's there for immediate cleaning. Like, it's like, oh, there is a fluid on the floor, and it goes down and just cleans it right then and there.
Yeah. Wow.
And it scans the room with ultraviolet light to look for stains.
Yeah.
And then just cleans those stains.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I'm just looking at the south arm. It says that this is the Japanese-style room. These rooms are inspired by the Japanese tradition. There are 5 different themed rooms, each with its own image of Japan's unique tradition. The artwork in the guest room have a funny device, which you could only enjoy at the quote-unquote henna hotel.
Funny device?
Funny device.
Okay. A funny device could be so many things. Like, already my mind's gone in a million different directions with funny device.
Yeah. So, interesting. They don't really talk about the robot in the guest rooms. I don't know. Maybe that's the funny device.
Is this where we're going to stay?
Yes.
During our get-together?
Yes.
Okay, good.
All right, but I need Tyson to come in and turn off my robot.
To cover it.
Yes. Okay. So
you want me to turn it off?
Yes.
By being sexually unarousing, or just put a blanket over
it? Yes. But
or a a blanket of undulating human
actually,
skin.
Actually, Tyson, you've proven that you have some type of like reverse Midas touch when it comes to technology. So maybe all you have to do is go over and fiddle with the robot and yeah. like
tickle, pinch, and correct it
at the same
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Boop.
Yeah.
It's just like,
yeah, I think,
and then I get banned from the hotel forever.
Yeah,
I think tickle, pinch, caress is like the control alt delete of the robot.
That's how you restart it.
Okay, now this is an interesting story that we got was on BuzzFeed, and I want to have Tyson weigh in on this because Tyson is calling out this story from BuzzFeed where a person is offering to comment yikes under your ex's selfie for $5.
Yeah, this is old. I saw somebody post something that maybe this exact tweet years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tyson, have you connected the dots and is this the exact same story? Because okay. this is BuzzFeed posted October 18th.
And now, so this guy, Garnica, at Isaiah Garnica, that he posted to Twitter on October 15th for $5, I will write yikes under one of your ex's selfies.
Yeah. When was that?
That was on October 15th. So this
yeah, that's
is
an old, that's yep. an old tweet, and he's getting credit for it for sure.
Okay. So this guy is doing a scam.
Yeah, let me Google post yikes under maybe all the new stuff will come up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Post yikes.
Okay. Well, let's just explore. Is this a good idea, Danny? Is this a sustainable business?
For a little while, maybe. Yeah. Yikes is pretty. If you're going to say something underneath an X, I think that. Yikes is on the lower offensive range of things you could possibly say, right? It's not too mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't get bullied.
It's just what it is it's confusing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yikes. Oh no, why? What happened?
Yeah. Tyson, this when I read this story, I thought that this seems like a stunt that Tyson himself might pull.
I would definitely charge $5 to
yeah.
do that, and it would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It is a great business. I think I could do it. I can't find the original, but I have heard this exact thing.
Yeah.
See,
and
look
you
at
didn't
this.
Originally
listen
tweet
to this
that out
on Facebook. PayPal me $2, and I'll post yikes under the post. And that was
when was that?
That was October 2nd.
Okay,
and so it's an old idea,
but the new idea is charging $5.
Well, no, maybe I'll keep looking.
Tyson, do you think that maybe you didn't see a text about posting yikes
it.
For $5?
Mm-hmm.
You dreamed
so
it.
So it's my idea.
Yeah, it was your great idea. Now it's already gone to somebody else.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now it's their idea. He's probably making tons of money. Probably enough money to send all of us to Tokyo.
So you think somebody incepted
it's
this
possible.
Idea into me?
Maybe.
And then...
is there something better than yikes, Tyson? Is yikes the best thing that you could post on... Have an anonymous person post on your ex's Instagram?
I mean, there's a lot of stuff like you could do like, I don't get what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's a pretty good sentence too. Yikes is pretty funny, actually. Like, can you imagine if you, if Danny on his mediocre amateur page just got somebody like writing yikes, and Danny would probably just it would go to his head. He'd be like, "Oh, they think I'm so extreme that that's scary." Mm-hmm.
I get weird. I get weird messages I don't understand.
You do?
Usually from foreign countries.
Yeah.
Not very often, but yeah, I just scratch my head. I'm so confused. I try, and Tyson is right. I do like obsess. Like, what was this person trying to say?
Yeah.
That's what I used to do.
Yeah,
and yeah, I get it. You're like, yikes! Like, what part of my outfit? You know,
what is
you want
it?
You want specifics.
What is it? Do I have something in my teeth?
Yeah.
Is it
mm-hmm. exactly?
Yeah.
So it's not bad.
Yeah, I like yikes because it's so it's such a blanket of synthetic human skin statement.
Mm-hmm.
See how I brought that back again?
Mm-hmm.
That it could mean anything or nothing, and it could pertain to anything in the post at all. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I think it's pretty funny. Like, I don't get what's going on here is pretty funny too, especially with something mundane like just a selfie. And you're like, I don't get what's going on here. And then they're like, what? No. I bet you could get in some pretty dope Instagram battles by posting some just weird blanket statements that aren't necessarily offensive. They're just could be misconstrued as that.
Can you give another example?
Ouch.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Ouch is a good one. That's good.
Okay, then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would be a good one. Okay, then. Or,
all right.
Yeah.
Question mark.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Are you okay? Yeah, that's I get that one sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Danny, have you heard about the new Mountain Dew scented candle?
I love a good scented candle, even though I know that it's poisoning me at the same time.
It's poisoning you. Scented candle is poison?
Yeah, some scented candles, they put off some pollutants. Yeah, they're putting out stuff into your
house.
Yeah,
but you need those to stay alive now. Our bodies have evolved.
Yeah, and if you're telling
me
that the pollution is Mountain Dew based, I'm way more accepting.
Well, it's Mountain Dew scented.
Yeah, but what does that mean? You know, Mountain Dew scent. I can't imagine. I'm trying to smell Mountain Dew right now.
Yeah,
it's more of a taste than a smell.
Yeah, but maybe it smells how it tastes, and that's
so I'll just stand over the candle with my mouth open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder, does it keep you up all night? Also, if you burn it,
that would be great.
Yeah,
that would be
Danny,
awesome.
He's immune to it.
Yep,
Danny, close your eyes and imagine this.
Okay,
Liz gets you home on your birthday, December 6th.
Happy birthday,
December 6th.
Okay, yeah, my eyes are closed.
And yikes. She's like, "Okay, Danny, lay down." And you're like, "What's going on?" And she's like, "Take your shirt off." And you take your shirt off. And then she starts drizzling hot Mountain Dew candle wax all over your
chest. Is this how
chest.
You're going to turn off the robot, Tyson?
Turn off the robot before you do this.
This robot is going to explode. Or it's going to immediately push out a sexy video of Danny and Liz to the internet without their consent.
Okay, Tyson, I'm currently writing an email to Liz with this request. This is a
okay,
great
thank
idea.
You.
Yeah.
So sensual.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like pain. You're drizzling it right on my nipples, but man, the smell.
All of
just,
it.
It's like such a good mixture of both. That's,
yeah.
Exactly, dude. I knew you would get it and love it.
No, that was smart. I love that. That's
in
a good
this
idea.
Story, is then is Danny also going to get hot soup drizzled on?
Yeah. No.
No, that's what I probably. Eat after. Got to replenish my salts and
I
stuff.
Think Danny's body actually, I'm assuming that Danny's body, just because of all the hot soup he's eaten, it even just the sight of hot soup gives him instant diarrhea. It's like the Pavlov's dog of Danny's
You guys just gave me a great idea. What about Mountain Dew soup?
How does that work?
Just warm Mountain Dew.
I need a scientist to invent it.
Hot Mountain Dew with some beef chunks in it.
Yeah, I could put in some more. I want it more of like a stew. Mm-hmm. Maybe a creamy
Mountain
soup.
Stew.
Mountain Stew Dew.
Yeah,
names Mountain itself. Dew Stew.
This Mountain Dew candle comes from the Etsy shop 716 Candle Company.
Oh, it is a real candle company.
So yes. They're like, I want the name Candle Company.
And
is
it's
it
a
made
soy.
From human?
It's a soy candle, Tyson.
Oh, okay, good.
So it's edible. I could eat it.
I guess so.
In an emergency situation, you would want to eat that before your children.
They also have a Dr. Pepper football can. Yeah.
A Dr. Pepper what? Football can?
Yes.
What is that?
I guess it's the candle has like a football on it. Oh. Also.
That's what?
I don't know. I don't know why that was important. I guess that they have some sort of
crossover.
Yeah, for football fans.
Hit two markets.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're hitting two markets there.
Okay.
Really smart. The more markets you can hit, the more universal your product. So if they, on top of the football, Dr. Pepper football candle, put also a basketball, man,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
That's all from the 716 Candle Company. And they have some other beer can candles. So the Mountain Dew candle, I'm not sure, Mountain Dew scented? It says it's a custom scent, but I'm not sure if the scent is Mountain Dew.
Oh, what? Throw this in the trash.
And I guess so. I'm looking in the reviews. It says it smells exactly like Mountain Dew.
Oh, okay, good.
Because they have a lot of beer can candles, and it's like, do they smell like beer? Would you want that?
Yeah, you wouldn't want that, because then people just think you're an alcoholic. Like, every time I go over to his house, it is just reeks.
I think there's a place for that. Like, imagine if you had, like, a alcohol-scented cologne, and you just knew that if you wore it, people were not going to bug you at all. But it's not like a overwhelming stench that's so disgusting. It's off-putting.
Yeah, but Tyson, like, couldn't you just take some vodka and dab it on your fingers, and then just a little bit on the neck?
Yeah, but I don't know if that lasts as long as, like, something designed to stick to the human skin scent-wise.
Mm. Okay. Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
Yeah, guide me.
All right, here we go. All right, Danny.
Guys, so much news. It was hard to actually pick a story.
Oh my God.
This week. There was the people whose basement flooded with blood and bone.
Yeah. Yeah, what happened there? What happened there?
They lived next to a slaughterhouse. So that was their first mistake.
Makes sense.
Right? They don't want to live next to a slaughterhouse ever. I don't know if you guys have been to a slaughterhouse, but it is... I can't even imagine the smell.
Not high on my list of things.
I've never been to one either. But
I mean, cheap housing, right? Next to the slaughterhouse. I bet you they got it for a deal. But
I mean,
then
with
they
all
the
screaming and the warm blood scent.
You know what, though? It was being so close to Halloween, the smart thing is to leave the blood and viscera and turn it into a Halloween house.
Like, you get free dog food? Yeah.
A real money-making opportunity here to scare some kids. Like, oh, you want a trick-or-treat? Come into the basement. And they're like, oh, this is fake. This must just be like cornstarch and food dye.
Oh, yeah, dude. I saw the headline to this story and was wondering how this happened. Now it all makes sense.
Yeah, it bled through. Something happened to their containment unit. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. The future is here.
Then why did you talk about it?
That's not the main story I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about
the headline for that, Rob?
Yeah, what, the basement of blood?
Yeah, Rob had heard about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine us just canoeing around in our basement like an old cartoon flooded.
It's like The Shining.
Blood.
Like real life Shining. Like the doors open to the elevator and the blood comes out.
Yep.
You know. Okay, no, I wanted to talk about something actually truly exciting. More exciting than having your basement filled with blood.
More exciting?
Yes. Google has, well, their affiliate, has begun delivering packages with drones.
Yes.
It's begun. The future is here now. For helicopter pilots, this is a terrifying new development. But for people who want instant gratification when they order something from Amazon, this is as exciting as it gets.
Okay, what is it?
It's a drone that will bring your packages and deliver them, what it sounds like, to your front yard. The very first order was a boring order. You'd think it would have been something cool, like a flame Speedo. Instead, someone ordered cold medicine. That was the very first order to go out.
Well, that's, if you need the cold medicine, that's great.
You're right.
That is cool. And think of in the future when these drones are covered in synthetic human skin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you can
just
tickle
undulating
them.
Undulating through the skies.
You appreciate what they've done.
Tickling charges them.
So they've got not a lot of options yet. No food deliveries or whatever. They got Walgreens and Dick's Sporting Good.
But what's going to stop like some wise guy with a slingshot from taking all the packages?
Look, that's going to be part of the growing pains.
Do you know how many years that guy would have to practice his slingshot to get accurate enough?
Slingshots aren't that.
What about an archer, Tyson?
An archer or Archer the cartoon?
Yeah. What about a kid with a dodgeball? I mean, I feel like that.
I understand what you're saying here, Rob. First of all, I'm pretty sure that if you're programming the drone, it is flying at an altitude beyond dodgeball range, and it flies right to the place, and then it goes straight down. So when it's coming down is the only time it's in danger, but also that's when it's over its target, which I'm assuming isn't a crowded area or playground. So it's coming straight down. You hit it with a dodgeball. Yeah, it goes down. But there wasn't anybody there to begin with.
Some kid with a pool skimmer is going to take this whole thing down.
It could. Yeah, this is the beginning, Rob. So this is how the future of this is going to go. You're going to be like, oh, you need cold medicine? Okay, walk outside and open your mouth. And then
drop the...
and like 10 drops of liquid just fall into your mouth like 5 seconds later.
And then you're cured. Here is the best part of this story. Ooh. Sorry to interrupt, but no. There was something I absolutely loved. And one of the very first customers to deliver the air delivery to receive air delivery was an 80-year-old woman who ordered, of course, a purple winter vest. She's like, I've never seen anything like that. And she said, I didn't think I'd live long enough to see something like this in my lifetime. And if you think about that statement, she was born in what, Tyson, 1939?
She's 90.
She's 81, 1938, somewhere around there, right?
Yeah.
This woman went from World War II, which is when she was born, TV, radio, I mean, those were all in their infancy. And now she's getting her purple vest delivered to her by a flying autonomous drone.
Yes.
That's what she's experienced in her 81 years. That is amazing to think that she's lived through the advancement of, you know, from World War II technology to a drone delivering whatever she wants. She could have ordered a flesh-covered phone cover or whatever that she could tickle.
To charge it.
This is the world she lives in. Can you imagine what we'll be doing and ordering and receiving, assuming that the march of progress continues when we're 81?
I can tell you what we're not going to have.
Tell
what?
Me.
Flying cars, because we've been waiting for that shit for so long.
Yeah.
I know they're lying to us now.
They're always dangling that in front of us. They're like,
it's the thing that keeps us alive, I think. The human race is the only momentum, the only thing pushing us forward is all of our communal hope for the flying car, and we've been sold that since the beginning of time.
Yeah. Now, but this instead, everything's just going to fly to you, Tyson. You don't need to...
Yeah, go. I think this is the beginning of the flying convenience, Tyson. I think that this is going to open doors to personal... because if you look at some of the designs for the flying car, they have drone integration. So what I think is that what you're seeing is the beginning... I know I hate to promise the flying car to you again, yet again, Tyson, but I think it's in your future.
You're going
to
promise me the flying car? No, I don't think so. You need to know why? Because the airspace will be so
congested.
Crowded and congested that they'll never allow it.
Have you looked up? There's so much room up there. You can organize it. It'll be hard, but there's a lot of room up there for a lot of things. Way more than there is on this flat surface we live on.
Well, then I won't give up hope yet.
Okay, Tyson, I want to make a promise to you. And if this doesn't happen, I'll buy you all the flesh-covered phone things you want.
Okay.
Yikes.
I predict the flying car. And by the way, when I say flying car, I don't mean
Did you say yikes, Rob?
Yeah.
I don't mean that it drives on the road either. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
I'm talking about personal flying transportation. All right?
Yes.
So it doesn't necessarily have to have wheels. It can also drive you back up to my house. But 25 years, you will take your own personal flying device up to my house within 25 years.
And if that is not the case?
I told you, I'll buy you a flesh-covered thing that you can tickle and stroke.
I'd rather have a helicopter.
I can't. That's unrealistic. I can't afford a helicopter, but I can definitely, at that point...
Imagine how cheap helicopters will be if the flying cars or personal flying drones are a thing.
Maybe. But that's the problem. If they're not a thing, then I'll be having to basically say, hey, kids, I'm sorry. No Christmas this year. Tyson wants a helicopter.
Yeah.
I made a promise.
Yes.
But Tyson, I'm making that promise right now. And then this is obviously assuming that humans don't somehow destroy themselves.
That technology continues to advance from here instead of having to start over.
Yeah, at its current pace. Yes.
Yes. How did you get a mediocre amateur hat, Danny?
So I'm wearing a hat.
That is Danny's brand.
That's my brand for my YouTube channel. I went to a guy.
A
guy in a garage. Always makes you feel pretty comfortable. And he made me a couple hats.
Business out of his garage.
He ruined all of them. And so he gave them to me for free. And I thought, nothing better represents mediocre amateur than poorly made hats.
What is so, mediocre amateur?
It's my YouTube channel.
Yes.
So
about adventure, where Danny goes on adventures. You know, Rob, when you and I are spending time with our families and stuff.
Yes.
Danny's out with his pseudo friends, his adventure friends.
Yes,
doing adventure things.
Yep. Hmm. Different group. I'll never mix the two, unless of course Christoph flies us all to Tokyo. Which, by the way, I keep mentioning it, Rob, because I want it to happen.
Manifest
I've always wanted to go to Tokyo, and if
does
I could tell
Christoph
Liz,
listen to our. Does Christoph listen to our podcast?
Should I drop some hints and be like, mm-hmm, "Hey, yes. Talked about
there's
you.
Three of us, and we can't. We all have to get out there together."
Yeah. So I hope that really does happen because I've always wanted to go there. But I want to do it guilt-free, and if I'm like, I'm doing it for the podcast, Liz, then she can't yell at me as long.
Yeah, you're getting work done.
I'm doing work.
Well, Danny, great job on the bolt hole today.
Thank you.
We'll see if the...
You nailed that bolt hole.
Yeah.
25 years.
Yeah, we'll see if somebody is going to try to capture those drones and shuts the whole thing down, or if we make a lot of progress by next week.
Don't be a dick, by the way,
and
go out and do anything to these drones, because all you're doing is slowing down progress, increasing legislation, and then all the bureaucratic red tape goes up. It's like, let's just let the cars, let the drones.
Let's have something cool for once.
Don't ruin a good thing.
We already ruined self-driving cars by cyclists jumping out in front of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and people driving the stupid cars crashing at a million miles an hour while sleeping. Mm-hmm. So, let's not ruin this.
All right. Great job once again, Dan. Tyson, I'm glad that you were able to get through the update.
Thank you. I'm really happy, too. I'm sorry again. I apologize. All of it's my fault this week. I mean, next week I'm sure I'll have had 17 different updates, and I'm not going to update right before.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Knock them all out before Tuesday. Yeah, next week. All right. Thank you guys for all of your News AF attention this week. It was a good one. We'll be back on Tuesday next week. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.